Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We continue to live out this Christmas octave, right? These 8 days of Christmas, right? Celebrating above all the gift of Jesus, who's not only the gift, but the giver of that gift, right? He gives himself to us in his living word and in the Eucharist. And above all, what he wants to give us is he wants to give us his love, the love that's in his Sacred Heart, the love that very much was at the center of what made the Holy Family so attractive. Think about it. What made them so attractive? I mean, when we think of the presentation of the Lord going up into the temple, it's not like Mary and Joseph and Jesus were levitating as they went up the stairs. They were probably, to a certain degree, even possibly, most likely, overlooked. Come on, Father. I mean, this is Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Well, even the Pharisees and scribes says, who is this guy? The son of a carpenter. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Based off where they were from, probably the way they dressed or the customs they followed to a certain degree, being from Nazareth. You know, for them, they were probably, in a certain way, very, very normal. But what made them, in a way, very, very special was the love, the mutual love that animated their relationship. Think about it. Think about people in your life. I can think of several of my friends in high school or in middle school, or even friends of mine in college and beyond, different people. When you go visit someone's home, and I've been to people's homes, I've been to homes, extremely, extremely impressive, wealthy homes, incredibly, people with more than enough money than they know what to do with. But what makes it more special than the home is the love that I witnessed in that home. Or I've been to the most poorest parts of the world. I've been to Nicaragua, where kids live, literally, they're riding in the back of dump trucks. And they live in a dump, all around the dump. And I took 60 high school seniors with me there. And we go over there to these countries like we're going to evangelize them. Like we're going to somehow be great apostles to the Gentiles. And what happens is we get back on the planes and realize that we were evangelized. Because there's something attractive of those families. There was something attractive the last day of our mission in Nicaragua, when the family that helped us build the little school, we did some work with the schools, the main guy that was helping out, and we didn't have Lowe's. We didn't have all the modern amenities. You had to mix the cement with your hand, and you had to do everything with your hand. And labor was more people coming in, much like Joseph in his time. And I remember just the love that they showed and the joy that they showed climbing up mango trees and pulling them down and going to the effort to cut them open because they didn't have any money to give. But they gave us the mangoes, fresh mangoes. And they brought them by. And then I remember going to their home, and I had this notion. I said, well, we better get there early because it's probably not going to be too well set up. They don't have a lot of things. They literally lived in a thatched roof with a dirt floor. You know, they didn't have much at all. I said, we better get there early. And I remember showing up. And to my utter amazement, that dirt floor was swept with such attention and detail. The best mixed chairs they had were put out. The best flowers they had were put out on the makeshift table that they made with an altar. They came out in their best dresses and outfits that they had. And I was schooled in the simplicity of that small little hut in Nicaragua. My brothers and sisters in Christ, I believe with all my heart, the Holy Family was very poor. It was very simple. Was at times even overlooked. But anybody that came into their presence or witnessed them or went to their home, It was the love. It was the love that they showed to each other that made their home. Love makes the family. Love makes the home. You younger ones, I mean, I remember, not making a big general confession, but I remember, you know, when I was in high school, all I wanted was a gold chain. And my mom didn't give me, my dad didn't give me my gold chain. And so I said, I hate you. I didn't mean that. But when we let the material things and what the world says we need to have a home, drive our life, we're going to be unhappy. We're going to be unhappy. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with things. Nothing wrong with having things. Our Lord said, he didn't say money was evil. He said, love of money is evil. So when we love the material things and love the things that aren't important more than our family, more than our parish family, more than the family members that we have in the community, even those people that drive us absolutely nuts at work or at school, that student at school that's just bullying on you or picking on you or not nice to you. Love. Love was at the heart of the Holy Family. And it's at the heart of this season of Christmas, because it was that that filled the cave of Bethlehem. You know, we kind of started instituting here at the 11 o'clock Mass. I mean, if nobody does it, it's okay. It's not like you have to do it. But I saw it once in a parish where the little ones are permitted to make a self-offering. That's why the little basket's right up here in front of baby Jesus. Okay? Please, little ones, don't put money. Don't put money in there. Put your offering, whatever it may be, a sacrifice. We have lists out in the back. You, if you didn't get it, don't worry about it. You can even spiritually put it in there. But the lists are, make my bed, pray a couple minutes of prayer every night, thank my mom and dad, help set the table, do my homework, give up the better seat in the house to one of my siblings. We used to fight over who had the front seat in our van. I was one of six. That was prized possession there, front seat in the van. I mean, we went in my family, talking about family. Families are gymnasiums of love. Gymnasium is love. Who needs to go to Haywood Regional Fitness Center when you got family life? We're constantly doing squats and bench presses and curls of charity. I remember my family, we'd drive down to Florida. And we, all my siblings, we'd take masking tape and you'd tape it up the seat. Don't cross my line. Don't cross my line. So sometimes family love can be just cause dad to have to stop the car and say, we're not going any further unless you get your act together. So as I tell people right now, as priests, we don't come out of heaven out of elevators, right? We come from families. From families. Families that first show us how to love, how to sacrifice, how to think of others, how not to be selfish. I was utterly amazed. We had the Christmas 5:30 Mass, and then we had the children's offering. When the offering's brought up, the children can come up. If they got it today, they can. If not, it's okay. Just drop there, whatever it is. They can write it on a little piece of paper, post-it note. They can even write it in code. It doesn't matter. Whatever their offering is to Jesus. I opened up every single one of them and read them all. Read every one of them. And as I read every single one of them, I prayed to Jesus for each of those little ones, because their offerings were beautiful. Beautiful. I made breakfast. I'm going to go visit an elderly person who doesn't have any family. I promise to make my bed. I'll be nice to my mom and dad and say thank you. They get it. You little ones get it. And when you come to Mass, you're in first grade, second grade, you're in middle school, you're in high school, you're in college. Get engaged. Get engaged with love, this encounter with love, this same encounter with love that animated the Holy Family. That's why we come together as a family in Christ every week. To encounter this love so that we can take it back to our domestic church, our homes. To get our daily workouts in our homes so that we're prepared to sacrifice and give testimony and witness to the people we encounter in the streets, in our place of work, in our schools. I'll close with this. There was a Franciscan, I wish I knew his name because I'd love to give him credit, but I don't remember his name. But I was living right outside of New York City. And I really didn't know how to pray. I was trying to figure out my path in life, got out of the army. So I used to sit in my rocking chair and drink my cup of coffee in the morning and watch the sun come up over the New York City skyline. And I would sit there, and I remember this one Franciscan had a great tape that I used to love to listen to over and over again. And he had a definition for family, which I think is the perfect definition for this Sunday, for the Holy Family, and for all of us who strive every day to live family life. Family. Write the word down. Write it down next to your computer. Write it down, family, and put it on your refrigerator. Put it in your workstation at work, on the dash of your car. Family. Each letter means something. Forget about me. I love you. We want to live family life. That's how the Holy Family lived family life. And that's how we can live the same type of family life that draws people to Jesus. Like the shepherds, like the wise men, and countless others. Forget about me. I love you.